AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. From airbags that explode too violently to gas leaks that can result in fire, Chrysler and its parent company Fiat have been called on the carpet for failing to provide timely and accurate recall information to federal safety officials. Safety agency official Jennifer Timian says often consumers are left in the dark as they try to figure out what's going on with all the recalls.
Fiat Chrysler has repeatedly failed to notify owners about recalls in a timely manner, in some cases taking weeks or months beyond the deadline for doing so.
The head of the federal safety agency known as NHTSA says the fines or other punishments will be announced before Labor Day against the automaker. An apology today from the CEO of Whole Foods for inaccurate weights and prices on packaged foods at their stores.
If for any reason you think there's a mistake in any of our fresh products, ask the cashier to check on it. And if there's a mistake that's not in your favor, we promise to give you that item for free.
CEO John Mackey says the pricing mistakes uncovered by the New York Department of Consumer Affairs were unintentional. As many as 5,000 people have been evacuated near the town of Maryville, Tennessee, following a derailment and fire involving a CSX freight train. City Manager Greg McLean says so far there have been very few injuries.
With the evacuations that have taken place, no one's been injured that we know of.
The train was carrying a flammable and toxic chemical. President Obama went to Wisconsin today to promote his ideas for the middle class, and he took a few shots at Republicans for their continued opposition to his health care reforms.
It just seems a little mean to say that you don't want to provide coverage to 16 million people, and you got nothing to replace it with.
Republicans in Congress have cast dozens of votes to repeal the law, and they have vowed to keep on trying. On Wall Street, as we head toward the close, the Dow down by about 27 points. This is AP Radio News. Former Senator Jim Webb has decided to make a bid for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination.
The 69-year-old Webb is a decorated Vietnam veteran who was Navy Secretary before he served in the Senate for one term. He announced his candidacy in a lengthy statement on his website, acknowledging he faces long odds, but saying the country, quote, needs a fresh approach to solving the problems that confront us and too often divide us.
That's our Jerry Bodlander. Meantime, our Steve Peoples reports that Donald Trump's comments on Mexicans continue to give his fellow Republicans heartaches.
Republicans don't yet know what to do with him, and unfortunately for the party, it could get worse before it gets better. Because Donald Trump will likely be featured in the first Republican presidential debate in early August.
And Roman Catholic leaders in Iowa are calling on presidential candidates across the board to take up Pope Francis' call for profound political courage by focusing their campaigns on improving the environment and income inequality. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.